Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you very much, Jay. Today we begin a brand new series that will answer the question about the reality of hell and is hell's punishment eternal. However, before we study God's word on the subject of hell, I want to show you how Bible prophecy, given and fulfilled, authenticates the word of God. I have several examples. The first one is found in Genesis chapter 15.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior in 1951. So for 60 years, I have known Jesus Christ. For 50 years, I have been a teacher, a preacher, or some type of involvement in ministry after I got saved and was a serious student of the Word of God. For 40 years now, I've been teaching Bible prophecy as a specialty. And I want you to know that the study of Bible prophecy, as far as I'm concerned, has really, for me personally, given authenticity to the Word of God. Now, by faith, I accepted God's Word for what it said about salvation. And then after accepting the Lord through faith and the grace that He is giving, I then started really digging into the Word because I became aware of the fact in Book of Romans chapter 10, verse 17, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. So my faith has been expanded by studying the Word of God. But as I studied the prophetic passages, and I've studied every book of the Bible, in fact, I did a little project not too long ago where I decided to have my daily devotions from every book of the Bible, but only the prophetic passages. So I started in Genesis, went all the way to the book of Revelation. And I would study just the prophetic passage. There's a prophetic passage in every book of the Bible. All of those passages fit like a hand in a glove into the understanding of what is going to unfold. In fact, that's what I believe 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 20 is talking about when it says there's no prophecy of private interpretation. But as I continue to, on a daily basis, study Bible prophecy, I study the Word of God, but in essence, I'm looking for really the prophetic aspect of it so I can prepare myself to do the teaching that I believe God's called me to do. It's been amazing to me to watch. Let me give you a couple examples. Take your Bible and go to the book of Genesis just a moment. The book of Genesis and go to chapter 15. Now, you might recognize Genesis chapter 15 is the Abrahamic covenant. That's the covenant that God makes with Abraham, promising that there would be a nation that the Lord asked Abraham to bring into existence. It's not the Arab nations that Abraham would father, but instead he would father the Jewish people. He's called a Hebrew, chapter 14. Of the book of Genesis. His grandson is called Israel. Jacob in chapter 32 has his name changed from Jacob to Israel. His great-grandson Judah is called a Jew, 2 Kings chapter 16 and verse 6. And so we see from Abraham's bowels come forth the nation of the Jewish people, God's chosen people, according to Deuteronomy chapter 7 verses 6 to 8. But here in this chapter, we see that the Lord gives Abraham the unconditional Abrahamic covenant upon which all of the Bible is basically based, because this sets the stage for everything else to happen and what God's plan is for the Gentiles, for the Jews, and the Christians, the three members of the human family. There's a very interesting statement, though, made here in verse 13 that I want you to look at. In the course of giving him this unconditional covenant, God says to Abraham in verse 13, and he said unto Abram, know of a surety that thy seed shall be a stranger in a land that is not theirs, and shall serve them, and they shall afflict them 400 years. That's the prophecy that God gave Abraham when he gave him the Abrahamic covenant. He's promising to give him a piece of real estate, 10 times what they have today, make a nation that would be eternal. But at the same time, he says, you're going to be taken out. Your people will be taken out of this land I promised to you, and you will be a stranger, a foreigner in another land. And he says, for a 400-year period of time. Go to Genesis chapter 46 just a moment. You have Abraham, you have Isaac, you have Jacob, which are passing along the heritage that God had promised to Abraham. And when we come over to chapter 46 of the book of Genesis, we see that Jacob now has all 12 of his sons. They start to have children, and there are 70 people that would be involved in Jacob's family. Look what it says here in verse 6. And they took their cattle and their goods, which they had gotten in the land of Cana, and they came into Egypt, Jacob and all of his seed with him. Look here at verse 27. And the sons of Joseph, which were born in Egypt, were two sons, and all the souls of the house of Jacob, which came into Egypt, were 70. And so it is that Jacob takes his family of 70 people. They leave, they go into Egypt, which would bring them under 400 years of bondage of slavery. In the book of Exodus, God raises up Moses in the 12th chapter. We see that Moses leads the children of Israel out of that 400 years of bondage back and towards the promised land. And by the way, those that were 70 when they came in, probably 2 million when they come out. Because the text says in Exodus chapter 12, 600,000 men plus the women and the children come out. And so we see a prophecy that was given and then fulfilled. And this starts for me to authenticate the word of God. Go to another one. Look over here, if you will, in 2 Chronicles. 2 Chronicles chapter 36. 2 Chronicles 36 is the record of Nebuchadnezzar coming into Israel and destroying the temple, devastating the city, and taking the Jewish people out of the land. 2 Chronicles chapter 36, verse 7. Nebuchadnezzar also carried of the vessels of the house of the Lord to Babylon and put them in his temple at Babylon. Verse 18. And all the vessels of the house of God, great and small, and the treasures of the house of the Lord, and the treasures of the king and of his princes, all of these he brought into Babylon. And they burned the house of God, and they break down the wall of Jerusalem, and they burned all the palaces thereof with fire, and destroyed all the goodly vessels thereof. And them that had escaped from the sword carried he away into Babylon, where they were servants to him and his sons until the reign of the king of Persia. Now notice verse 21. To fulfill the word of the Lord by the mouth of Jeremiah until the land had enjoyed her Sabbaths, for as long as she lay desolate, she kept Sabbath to fulfill 70 years or 70 years. Keep your finger there just for a moment. We'll come back, but go over to Jeremiah chapter 25. Jeremiah chapter 25, and look with me at verse 9. Behold, I will send and take all the families of the north, saith the Lord, and Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon, my servant, will bring them against this land and against the inhabitants thereof and against all these nations round about, and will utterly destroy them and make them an astonishment and a hissing and a perpetual desolation. And then look at verse 11. And this whole land shall be a desolation and an astonishment, and these nations shall serve the king of Babylon 70 years. Now this is a period of time before. This is, a time before all of these prophecies are going to happen. In fact, when Daniel, at about 85 or 90 years of age, in chapter 9 of the book of Daniel, was reading for his quiet time Jeremiah. This is the passage of scripture he was reading to understand that the 70 years had been accomplished from the time he left Jerusalem and went into the Babylonian captivity until the time that he was right there. Go to chapter 29 of Jeremiah just a moment. For thus, verse 10, Jeremiah 29, 10. For thus saith the Lord, that after 70 years be accomplished at Babylon, I will visit you and perform my good word towards you in causing you to return to this place. And so prophecies that were given at least almost 100 years before they were going to come out of Babylon itself, these prophecies were fulfilled just exactly like the Word of God said. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 5, it talks about how one third of the people in the Jewish people in Israel will be killed. One third of them will burn up in the destruction of the temple in the city of Jerusalem. And one third of them will be taken into the Babylonian captivity. And the record in Chronicles chapter 36 is indicative of that. Now go back to 2 Chronicles like I asked you to hold. And let me show you another very interesting prophecy. I'm just trying to give you the prophetic truth. Prophecy fulfilled authenticates the Word of God. I'm not talking about the prophecies yet to be fulfilled. These prophecies that I'm telling you have been fulfilled are giving us a foundation upon which to believe that every prophecy yet to be fulfilled will be fulfilled. But these are prophecies that were given and have already been fulfilled. Look at the book of Ezra. The book of Ezra. Now, Ezra is a record of the Medo-Persian Empire coming into place after they defeat the Babylonian Empire. Verse 2. Thus saith Cyrus, king of Persia, the Lord God of heaven hath given me all the kingdoms of the earth. Now he was the leader of all of the world. And he hath charged me to build him a house in Jerusalem, which is Judah. Who is there among you of all his people? His God be with him, and let him go unto Jerusalem, which is in Judea, and build the house of the Lord God of Israel. He is the God which is in Jerusalem. That is a record of the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy. Go back to Isaiah just for a moment. Sorry to run you all over the Bible, but I want to show you how Bible prophecy that has been given and fulfilled authenticates the Word of God. Isaiah chapter 45, Isaiah 45 and verse 28. Thus saith of Cyrus, he is my shepherd and shall perform all of my pleasure, even saying to Jerusalem, thou shalt be built, and to the temple thy foundation shall be laid. 150 years before the fact, Isaiah wrote down, there will be a man who will come to power, who will allow the Jews to go into Jerusalem and build their temple. And in fact, if you want to be very specific, his name will be Cyrus. And the record is in Ezra chapter 1, Cyrus was raised up to go in and to give the Jews the privilege to go in to rebuild the temple. He selects Zerubbabel, and Zerubbabel is given about 50,000 Jews, 49,897 to be exact, and they go back to Jerusalem and they build the temple over a period of time. That is key. So I can grab this book and pick it up and study it and realize it's an authentic Word of God because of the prophetic truth. And I've just barely touched the hem of the garment of those prophecies that have been given in the past and fulfilled, and those that are in the process of being fulfilled even as we speak. And so I take this word to be the absolute Word of God. Absolute, without error, without contradiction. Absolute Word of God.
We can have the assurance that the Bible is God's absolute word and reveals to us everything that the Lord wants us to know. Again, I remind you that Bible prophecy given to man in the past and then fulfilled in absolute detail gives us the basis upon which we can know prophecy yet to be fulfilled will be fulfilled. Next week, we'll study the prophetic statements that Jesus Christ made about hell, its reality, and its eternality. This is a very important subject. Please don't miss our study. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of this week's study.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...